in chapter 1, and this is Matthew's description of the birth of Jesus. And he writes, "Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they had lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, 'Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.' All of this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. 'Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us.' When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. For the word of the Lord, thanks be to God."
Hopefully, while we were lighting those Advent candles, you got a chance to see all the other flickering lights around them, which is just a testimony, isn't it, to how God shines in our life. And that's what we're going to sing about now. So would the children like to, and young people like to come and help me with the actions? And we're going to stand and sing Shine.
As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Would you like to sit down? So the writer of Matthew's Gospel begins with the words, "Now the birth of Jesus took place in this way." This is the evangelist's story of the birth of Jesus. Maybe those words make us believe that we're about to hear a really detailed telling of Jesus' birth. But Matthew wants to tell us about Joseph, a man whose goodness and righteousness took him far, but not all the way, as he prepares for the coming of something completely new, Emmanuel, God with us. And the writer of Matthew was probably a Jewish Christian, possibly a scribe. And the evidence from history suggests that he wrote it around 80 to 90 AD, and he was writing to a world that was in conflict. Jewish Christians were being pushed out from larger Jewish communities. And these larger communities were led by Pharisees, rabbis who'd taken over leadership of the people in the aftermath of the destruction of Jerusalem. So in all of this then, we have the focus today on Joseph in Matthew's story of Jesus' birth. Joseph lives up to the best parts of Jewish tradition. And it was a tradition that was all about keeping the law as a way of living right with God. Because the law was a tried and tested pattern of actions, and the more and the better you kept the law, the more close to God you would be, and the more in a right relationship with other people you were. So we hear today that while Joseph was engaged to Mary, he found out that she was expecting a child. He knows that this baby isn't his. And he knows that under the law, Mary would be found guilty of adultery. And that was something that could be punished with death. That was something that would always have been punished by Mary being shamed in the community. So under the law, Joseph could have divorced her. But because he's a righteous man, Joseph also understands another bit of his Jewish history. Joseph understands that as well as having the law, you have to counter the law with a bit of mercy as well. And so instead of exposing Mary to a public divorce, as the reading says, he decided that he was going to send Mary away quietly. But he'd do it in such a way that he'd reduce the public humiliation into what has happened. But even if the law was countered with a bit of mercy, it wasn't enough for Joseph to help usher in Emmanuel, who is God with us. Something else had to happen as well, and that was God entering again into the story. God entering in a way that goes beyond the law and the patterns of action that Joseph would have known so well. And God enters this time into the story through a dream, away from the daylight world of the law, in the darkness and quietness of the night. God enters again into the story through a dream. And it's through Joseph's dream that God reaches out again and he grabs hold of this good and righteous man through the words of an angel. The angel appears and speaks to Joseph and said, "Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, Joseph, to do something outrageous in order to bring about what the law and the prophets have been talking about for thousands of years. Don't be afraid, Joseph, to do something that's going to put you past any mercy you can be imagined. Don't be afraid, Joseph, to take Mary as your wife." It's a striking moment in Joseph's life. Everything he's known up to this point, his life, his religion, his ethics, his belief, everything he knows and is safe with is being questioned by an angel in a dream. And that angel invites him to leave all that knowledge, all that wisdom, all that teaching behind, and instead the angel invites Joseph to take part in a much bigger story. Perhaps at times we're all a little bit like Joseph. We can limit ourselves by our tried and tested ways of doing things. We often take comfort in things that are really familiar to us, because in the familiar stuff, we often feel safe. We've got our own ways of dealing with our personal, our spiritual, or our professional problems. We've even got our own ways of moving through this really busy and demanding season of the year. But maybe there's also a voice that we're dimly aware of from a dark and mysterious place. Not in the world of our dreams, but a voice that's speaking into the everyday stuff of our lives. Maybe that voice that's speaking to us is a voice we're sometimes trying to avoid. Maybe that voice that God is using to speak to us is asking us to step beyond our boundaries. Maybe God's asking us to go beyond what's familiar in order to surrender more fully to God. Maybe God is asking us to step out of our comfort zones so that the bringing in of Emmanuel, God with us, in our own lives and in the lives of the world can take place. But what does it mean to step beyond the familiar? Maybe we've got to leave some things behind. Maybe we've got to dismiss quietly what we might be asked not to take with us. Maybe there are other things we've got to take as our own instead. But all the time, the message is, don't be afraid. That's the angel saying to you and to me about making these mysterious treasures of God our own. Don't be afraid. And throughout the Bible, God is always trying to tell people not to be afraid. Don't be afraid, Abraham, said God, when I ask you to leave your homeland and travel to a new place that will be your own. Don't be afraid, Moses, said God, for I will be with you when you, a slave, speak to Pharaoh, the king of the Egyptians. And don't be afraid, David, God said, for I will be your shepherd no matter where you are. And don't be afraid, Mary, said God, for you have found grace with me. Don't be afraid. And don't be afraid to take that knowledge and act on us, on it. Because Emmanuel, Jesus, is God with us. And with God with us, there's no way that we should be afraid. We shouldn't be afraid to act on such wonderful knowledge because we know that God is with us. In the joys, in the sadness, in the light, and in the dark. But what are we going to do with that knowledge of Emmanuel, God with us? Well, God calls us as believers to tell people about Jesus. It's our purpose, it's our mission in life to go out and share good news. But we don't need to be afraid on that mission because God doesn't send us out alone. God sends us with the Holy Spirit to pave the way. That same Spirit that lives inside each of us, which gives us the power to speak boldly, effectively, but also humbly. So what are you going to do with the wonderful knowledge that Emmanuel is God with us? Well, here's something to help you. Because if Joseph wasn't afraid to act on such knowledge, then we shouldn't be either. So for each of you here today is a gift. It's a Christmas bauble. And on it, we've got some on the table on the side for you to take. One for each of you. And on it, you could write the word Emmanuel, or you could write God with us. And then you could give this as a gift of peace in all good faith. Give it to a friend, give it to a neighbor, perhaps even take some courage and give it to a stranger, because there's an invitation here to our Christmas services. Why not step out of your comfort zone and share that wonderful news this Christmas time that Emmanuel is here. God is here with us. Because that knowledge is too wonderful to keep to ourselves. So don't be afraid to pass on the knowledge and the invitation. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.